This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Nature abhors a vacuum. God abhors it even more. Because the God of nature established the universe and its limits, its boundaries, its laws. So this long, sick rotting of our republic and our planet is nearing its climactic battle of the gods. So when I pray for God to send justice, I don't even mean death upon our enemies, but a death to their system, a death to the worship of death. I want abortion and the murder of children, that horrible practice, to be ceased and put to death. I look at how folks that serve evil become dead in the eyes, and how they lose their soul. They lose their connection to the universe. It's a fate worse than death. And so someone's got to call them on their plan. Paul Watson's about to take over, then the war room's coming up. I just have to tell you, this is a spiritual battle. And America is now in a civil war, officially. When governors from... Guys, pull up a map of the Democrat governor alliances. What is it? Four states on the West Coast. And it's a bunch of states on the East Coast. And they just announced a blockade. And Trump says, well, I'm going to stop it. Oh, we control the ports. So the Chinese. I have the articles right here that are so surreal. It's like reading about the start of the Civil War in the early 1860s and blockades and all this. And it's just right there. But because people haven't lived through this before, they don't know what they're facing. Tell Democrat governors the meeting on the bounty was one of my all-time favorite movies. A good old-fashioned mutiny every now and then is an exciting and invigorating thing to watch, especially when the mutineers need so much from the captain. My administration is committed to protecting the homeland from the scourge of narco-terrorists and traffickers seeking to stabilize the United States and our hemisphere, our military deployments in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. I'm sure these threats are neutralized. And yeah, Trump can nationalize those ports like that and take them back from Cuomo and the governor out in California. But think about them saying that and doing that, how crazy that is. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he would refuse and challenge any order from Trump to reopen New York's economy if it puts residents' health at risk. And Fauci said one death's too many. And they test everybody that has the common cold and say it's COVID-19. States unite on reopening economies. Science, not politics, will guide our decisions. That means the scientific dictatorship will tell us, not the president. Governor's coronavirus pact could thwart Trump's goal of reopening the country. Politico. Democrats holding COVID-19 bill hostage over unrelated demands. We're being held hostage. We're under siege. We're under blockade. I've got articles here. Just type it in because I couldn't find it in my stack. I had it earlier. Democrats threaten to close ports, block shipments into the U.S. I mean, that's an actual headline. Here, I'll find it. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. Watson's going to take over, but just remember in this critical short time, your word of mouth and however you can get people to tune into InfoWars.com/show or band.video, however you share that, however you get that information out, or however you transcribe what we say and share it and take my name off it. I don't care. Just get it out there. Get it past the censors and be the Paul Revere's you are, no matter what color you are, where you came from. If you see what's happening, you understand how dangerous it is, then get the word out, because this is the globalist revolution. They prepared us. They got us ready. They beta tested. Now they're launching on every single front. And we just can't let this continue. We just can't roll over to this. We cannot bow to this. We cannot let the home of the free, land of the free, home of the brave, turn into this. But I can tell you that they're preparing to make their move. The country is going in depression. The food shortages are stopping. And the Democrats are announcing they're going to block the ports from being open and emergency supplies getting into the U.S. We are under attack. We are under military attack by the globalists.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of BQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Everybody is wondering when everything is going to reopen, if life indeed will ever get back to normal, if indeed there will be anything left to reopen after the absolute damage that's been done to the economy and will continue to be done to the economy over the next 2, 3, 4 years going forward. The World Health Organization, the same organization that helped China cover up the outbreak of coronavirus from the very beginning, the amplified fake news Chinese propaganda via Twitter, which allowed it, that there was no human-to-human transmission of coronavirus back on January 14th, that told countries not to lock down their borders, that told countries not to profile Chinese people because that might be racist and hurt their feelings. That organization is now saying that things will never get back to normal until Americans, until Brits, until everybody affected by this accepts the new norm, and in their own words, except being educated or re-educated on exactly what that new norm is. Could it be a government app on your phone, which is mandatory? Could it be a government vaccine? Could it indeed be a government microchip? What exactly is the new norm, and will the old norm ever be put back in place? I'm going to go through some articles over the past week, because there's literally been probably about 24. I've written about half of them myself. But the kind of increasingly draconian enforcement measures that police, mainly in the United Kingdom, also across Europe and Australia too, have been imposing as a result of this coronavirus lockdown. And let's bear in mind that the polls show here in the UK, the vast majority of people still support the coronavirus lockdown, the quarantine, the entire thing. Now, people have been psychologically prepared from bits and pieces that have come out, that that's all going to end at the end of this month or the start of May, and that everything is gradually going to get back to normal. Doesn't look like it. And now Ron Paul over in the US is warning about a healthcare Patriot Act, and that appears to be what we're about to be dealing with, because this is going to come back. This is going to be a rolling thing where on the proviso of any threat, any perceived threat from any virus, they can bring these measures which have already been established back in on a whim. And just to see some of the effects of this in the UK, I mean, let's start from last week. They're literally inspecting people's shopping baskets to check if they've made purchases which are deemed essential. Now, that's not even in the law. Bear in mind, the only stores that are open are selling food. Those stores are deemed essential. So by proxy, everything being sold in those stores is essential. Now, I know in Spain and places like that, they actually, my parents, because they're obviously on lockdown, they're in their 60s, if anyone's at risk, it's them, they wanted to paint their house while they couldn't leave it. So they went to the supermarket, which sells food, and it sells paint. They roped off the paint. Can't buy paint for some reason. In the UK, I don't think that's the case from what I've seen. But the police, and bear in mind, The government had to come out and say, no, you don't even know the law. It's not in the law that you can set up roadblocks and patrol supermarket aisles to check what people are buying. But that's happening across the country, and these stories are only getting increasing in density over the past couple of weeks. I mean, I've written about 12 stories about this over the past couple of weeks. One from last week, headline, second UK police force threatens to check if public are making non-essential purposes. This is Cambridge Police, just north of London, who tweeted they were monitoring non-essential supermarket aisles in a branch of Tesco, which is a supermarket, to make sure people weren't purchasing frivolous items. And again, they got the law completely wrong, but again, it was the threat. Despite the fact that the vast majority of people have been completely obedient, they're following these quarantine rules, they're now saying they may set up roadblocks to stop people from buying what they deem non-essential items. Another story from yesterday. Police fine UK shopper for buying wine during coronavirus lockdown. Again, they're tracking people as they come out of the supermarket and checking what they've bought. And these are just the stories that have come out. These are just the tweets that people have picked up. This is going on across the country. And we're not even finding out about most cases. UK police issued a fine to a shopper who bought wine and potato chips, or crisps as we call them, during the coronavirus lockdown, claiming that these were non-essential items. This happened in Edinburgh, Scotland. Last weekend, somebody tweeted, I was walking through Holyrood Park on my way back from Morrison's, the supermarket. Two officers asked to look inside my bag and then fined me for only having snacks and a bottle of wine. So they're going to determine what's a non-essential item, despite, again, the fact that that's not even in the law. The police don't even know the law. And in fact, added to this article, there's probably about eight other individual cases of similar incidents. Another person in West Lothian tweeted to report a nurse in uniform being fined after leaving a patient's house, and someone who left a shop after purchasing a bottle of wine, both were fined £30. Another man reported that his friend's daughter had also been fined £30 for buying wine and snacks. Another London resident claimed he had been fined simply for taking his dog for a walk late at night, which again is perfectly within their rules. Now bear in mind they may get even more stringent if people misbehave more. They literally said when they made the announcement, you can exercise and take your dog for a walk. Oh, but now we've got some arbitrary curfew where the police can decide, no, you can't walk your dog after 8 p.m. or whatever. A woman who had finished walking her dog and was about to buy groceries for a 74-year-old mother was also fined. So again, it's all arbitrary. They have no idea what they're doing. We had this one from yesterday too. UK police force brags about hiding in the shadows to catch picnic goers. They literally put out a tweet saying, watch out, we're going to be monitoring remote countryside rural locations for people having picnics with their family. Like, how is that even going to impact social distancing? You're in a field somewhere in the middle of friggin' nowhere having a picnic with your family, and the police are hiding in the bushes waiting to catch you. Bedfordshire police tweeted out an ominous message that sounds like it could have been ripped straight from the pages of Orwell's 1984. If you think that by going for a picnic in a rural location, no one will find you, don't be surprised if an officer appears from the shadows. We are covering the whole county. In fact, there's a meme, which I retweeted, I think, or liked earlier. And it says, grooming gangs with a stationary police car. And then it says something like, buying non-essential items with the police car zooming to the location to arrest the dissident. And again, it's different to countries like Spain and Italy, because their police forces have a reputation of being more fearsome, more jacked. The reputation of the police in the United Kingdom, thanks to decades of them being figuratively castrated by laws which favoured criminals, is Benny Hill, where they're literally chasing around mental deranged patients on the streets trying to catch them, falling over, rolling over because they're all overweight. It's ridiculous. People don't respect the police, and that's a different problem. But now they're getting their revenge, apparently, by hiding in the bushes for families having picnics in rural locations. Again, the whole idea of this lockdown by their own rhetoric, it can only work with the consent of the governed. If people stop respecting the police because they're enforcing it in these petty, arbitrary, draconian ways, then everyone's not going to respect it and it's going to be a complete failure. There's going to be no point. Another story, UK police break into a man's house to check he's not having a social gathering. Again, people said when I posted this video and they started, oh, but he was being mean to them, he swore at them. Yeah, does that give them the right to smash down his door because they think he might be having a party when there's nobody in the house? No warrant, they just smash down his door and search the house. Is that going to increase if these lockdown measures aren't put under control? Another article, COVID-19 police threatened neighbour who cut disabled man's lawn. It goes on and on and on. In Australia, they're using a surveillance helicopter normally used to rescue people in remote locations to track down people who are camping, like a husband and wife team who went camping on the Easter weekend, and apparently that's going to defeat coronavirus. Meanwhile, in London, flights are coming in from Wuhan, China. But you might get arrested for having a picnic in a field. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Still alive, and I was getting into this article before the break, the subject of the UK lockdown. This is an article out of able2uk.com. Police threaten neighbour who cut disabled man's lawn. And it's Derbyshire police once again. It's the same police force that used a surveillance drone to publicly shame people who walked their dogs. God forbid! In remote locations, in fields in the Peak District, where obviously millions of people congregate, don't they? No, literally nobody does. And then they put it on Twitter and bragged about it and said, look, we tracked down their addresses via their number plates. This is the same police force who dyed a blue lagoon black to prevent people from gathering there. So all their most invasive enforcement measures are in places where social distancing naturally exists anyway, and it's completely unnecessary, over the top, draconian, out of control to do this kind of thing. And here we have another example. Derbyshire police have used threatening behaviour to a neighbour who cut the grass for a disabled man. Again, these areas all had massive problems with Islamic grooming gangs. Nothing was done. The people blowing the whistle on the Islamic grooming gangs were often targeted by the police. But if you cut the grass, your disabled neighbour, they're going to bang on your door within hours. Adrian Rimmington from Chesterfield received a visit from a friend who lives next door to him, offering to help with the kind deed on March 31st, a week after the lockdown was put in force. Rimmington, 63 years old, told the Derbyshire Times, after my friend went on his way, two police officers knocked on my door. One said, we've had a report from someone that your gardener entered your house in order to plug in your lawnmower. God forbid. Adrian corrected the officers, telling them my friend never entered the house. I opened the window, my friend reached in with the lawnmower plug. Despite being explained the situation, the police went to the neighbour's house, issued them a warning and threatened the Good Samaritan with a fine if it happened again. And you know that all this is being done through neighbours snitching on other neighbours because of all their little petty resentments over the years. You know, maybe they've had a couple of house parties that were too loud or something. Can't really snitch on them for that, but now it's free reign and the Karens of the world get to empower themselves with the power of something similar to what the Stasi had back in East Germany. Now, obviously, I'm not saying it's anywhere near that bad yet, but it's the same kind of mentality, this tattletale society. Another example. Video. Journalist gets home visit from UK police after he reported mosques flouting lockdown law. This is a radio host who filed a complaint with West Yorkshire Police after he saw reports in local media that Muslims in Bradford and Leeds were gathering at mosques for Friday prayers in violation of COVID-19 isolation rules, which, by the way, is happening across the Muslim world. In Egypt, they literally had a giant march down the street protesting against coronavirus, literally demonstrating against a viral infection. In Pakistan, the health authorities there tried to shut down a mosque. That was the law. They tried to shut it down under quarantine rules. A giant mob of 1,000 people chased them away. We had that article a couple of weeks ago. In India, the same thing happened a couple of days ago. There's the one out of India, which is up on Summit.News today, where, again, they found a local imam who was thought to have been infected with coronavirus, along with about 24 other people. They tried to go and talk to them about quarantining themselves, and then 300 screaming Muslim worshippers came running out onto the street and chased the authorities away. But again, it's not just in Pakistan, it's not just in India, it's in Berlin, Germany,
And I had the footage in my video from last week. We're outside one of the biggest mosques in Berlin. Not only crowds of people around the mosques engaging in worship, not social distancing as the Islamic call to prayer rings out. The streets were all crammed with people, and then at the end of the prayer, they all got in their cars and drove home, even though the mosque was supposed to be closed. Again, these measures aren't being enforced on certain demographics across Europe. So this radio host in the UK saw reports about that in local media, made a complaint to police that Muslims at these mosques were violating quarantine rules. What did the police do? They visited him. Similar to how people who report Muslim grooming gangs often get visited and targeted themselves by the authorities, they visited him, told him that he couldn't drive around, told him that that wasn't an essential journey. So again, the guy reporting the crime got investigated by the police himself. And that's just a few examples of what's been happening in the UK over the past week. Again, if these continue to build in severity and intensity, and if these lockdown measures don't end, or at least are beginning to be scaled down in the next 2-3 weeks, the resentment is going to build and people are just going to start flouting the lockdown measures, because they're going to see them not being enforced against some groups, and they're going to see them being overly enforced to a draconian degree against people having picnics, people buying a bottle of wine at the shop, and the police are no longer going to have the public support. So Downing Street was actually right and correct to come out and say, no, this is not in the law that you can only buy certain items in the supermarket. But some of these police chiefs are so idiotic and so power mad, they think they can make up the rules as they go along. Meanwhile, sticking in the UK, NHS hospitals have 4 times more empty beds than normal. Tens of thousands of NHS hospital beds remain unoccupied amid the coronavirus crisis, about 4 times the normal number, due to huge ongoing efforts to free up space and a slowdown in admissions from other causes. This is one of the problems with what some people may see as over-preparation or over-exaggeration of the dangers of coronavirus overwhelming the NHS and healthcare systems. Because people with other conditions, some of them may turn out to be life-threatening in the longer term, are not going to hospital because they think they will be a burden on hospitals, on nurses and doctors. Some of those people, unfortunately, are going to die. So now we've got tens of thousands of empty beds, 4 times more empty beds than normal throughout the United Kingdom, despite the fact that we were told for weeks that this would overwhelm the NHS and the healthcare system, which is why we needed these quarantine lockdown measures in the first place. Turns out that hasn't happened, and seemingly we have more empty hospital beds than ever before. Now, part of the reason for that is, of course, because they built some of these temporary hospitals in major cities across the country, just as they did in the United States of America, and with things like the ships coming into New York Harbor to take the overspill. But then we see this headline out of Sky News: coronavirus, new Washington Nightingale Hospital may never open, says NHS chief. A new Nightingale Hospital being built in Tyne and Wear, which is in the northeast of England, may never need to open, an NHS boss has said. The 460-bed site in Washington could be ready to take patients at the end of the month, but only if hospitals in the northeast are unable to cope during the coronavirus pandemic. So it's proven that they have been able to cope. And even most of these overspill hospitals that have been built throughout the country are completely empty and not being used. Again, you could argue that was over-preparation. You could argue that that's partly because people with other health conditions aren't going to hospital, and that may indeed end up being fatal for some of them. Or you could argue that the coronavirus pandemic was exaggerated. Take your pick, but many empty hospital beds in the United Kingdom. Now go away, Summit.News, we'll be back.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
To InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So NHS hospitals in the United Kingdom have four times more empty beds than normal, than usual time. And bear in mind, we're coming out of a normal flu season. The overspill hospitals that have been built in major cities throughout the country are empty, and now Sky News is reporting that one of them in the northeast of England may never open. Meanwhile, if you look at the graphs, total number of deaths in England and Wales from 2010 to 2020, including up until week 13 of that year, says for 2020 the number of deaths is 150,000 people. Now, if you look at 2018, up until this point in 2018, it is 164,000 people. 2017, it was 153,000 people. 2019, it was slightly below 146,000 people. 2015, it was higher, 160,000 people. So in most of the previous years, over the past 5-6 years in England and Wales, more people have died up until this point. Bearing in mind, they're treating deaths of people who already had underlying health conditions, many of whom would have probably died anyway, as COVID deaths just because they caught COVID. So the graph shows that in fact it's an average or below average first 13 weeks of the year in England and Wales in terms of deaths. And yet still, headline out of Breitbart, coronavirus Rob expected to announce lockdown will last 3 more weeks, minimum. They're not even going to address it. They're not even going to talk about it for another 3 weeks. In the UK, Senior Minister Dominic Raab is expected to announce that the coronavirus lockdown will continue for another 3 weeks. The First Secretary of State is deputising for Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's reported to be planning to announce on Thursday that the government-enforced social distancing measures will go on until May 7th. Bearing in mind, Austria, which is one of the countries that closed its border early and took strong measures, is reopening everything today. Not everything all at once, but starting to reopen businesses today. And in fact, over the next 2 weeks, will, it looks like, have reopened everything. Yet here in the UK, we're saying we can't even have a discussion about opening anything for another 3 weeks. The War Cabinet of Mr. Rob, Health Secretary Matt Hancock, Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove, and Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak, is anticipated to agree to the extension on Thursday, according to the Times, with the next review expected by the time the Prime Minister is recovered, which is not likely to be soon. But again, despite the 4 times more empty hospital beds than normal, these overspill hospitals across the country may never open because there's no demand for them. The number of deaths in the United Kingdom for 2020, or England and Wales for 2020, the first 13 weeks of 2020, are below average compared to previous years, yet we're still not talking about reopening anything for at least 3 weeks. Interesting, given this headline out of the Financial Times, UK economy faces 35% quarterly plunge if lockdown lasts. And again, we know long-term economic decline leads to depression, leads to suicide, leads to poverty, leads to more death. Will absolutely devastating the economy lead to more deaths than coronavirus would have killed, if you include the people with those pre-existing health conditions that would have died anyway? The UK economy faces a 35% plunge in output in the second quarter of 2020 if a lockdown to fight the spread of coronavirus remains in place for 3 months, the country's fiscal watchdog has warned. So that in this scenario, government borrowing would rise by $218 billion to $273 billion, taking the deficit to 14% of gross domestic product, the highest since the Second World War, and well above the financial crisis peak of 10%. The IMF is also warning the world will very likely experience the worst recession since the 1930s. Given this, given that the hospitals don't seem to be overwhelmed, is it time to start talking about relaxing these lockdown measures way earlier than they're telling us that they're even going to begin to discuss it? That's going to be a big question. Meanwhile, also in Britain, Reuters reports Britain's ITV under fire over presenters' 5G coronavirus comments. Britain's biggest free-to-air broadcaster, ITV, came under fire on Tuesday after one of its leading presenters said no one knew whether a conspiracy theory that 5G masks helped spread the novel coronavirus was true or not. Now, this is Eamon Holmes, a veteran presenter on ITV. A presenter, in fact, of This Morning, which is one of the biggest shows in the entire country, he said, it's very easy to say it's not true because it suits the state narrative. And he basically said, what I don't accept is mainstream media immediately slapping that down as not true when they don't know that it's not true. Now, to be clear, I don't think that 5G towers are linked to coronavirus. They may be linked to a number of other health complaints, probably not coronavirus. What's interesting is the very fact that the media is editorializing by saying these ridiculous conspiracy theories about 5G, they're dangerous, we need to shut them down. Because people don't trust the media to such a great extent. The fact that the media is putting that in their articles, in their news clips, makes people believe the conspiracy theory more. For example, Sky News headline, coronavirus attacks on 5G mobile masts surge over Easter weekend. Attacks on mobile masts surged over the Easter weekend, with a further 20 suspected arson cases being reported. Then listen. It says the attacks come as a deeply flawed and scientifically ignorant conspiracy theory is spreading, linking the deployment of 5G antennas to the COVID-19 outbreak. That's not a news report. That's editorializing. So because the media, and it's a similar situation in the US, but because the media in the UK is not a trusted institution, hasn't been a trusted institution for so long, the fact that they editorialize and say these horrible, dangerous, ignorant conspiracy theories and put that in their articles, there's such little trust for them. That makes people believe the conspiracy even more. So the more the media talks about this, the more videos YouTube deletes on this, like they did with the David Icke interview, the more they claim that this is BS, the more 5G towers are going to be attacked. Because people hate the media and don't trust the media. In fact, I got this poll up from YouGov. Do Britons trust the press? Because less than half of Britons, 44%, now say they trust the institution to tell the truth despite its public charter to remain politically neutral. Talking about the BBC. And again, this holds true generally for the other mainstream news channels. So if the media wants to stop people from attacking 5G towers, probably best to stop reporting on these conspiracy theories about the link between coronavirus and 5G, because they don't trust you. When you say it's debunked, people then believe it, because you have such little authority remaining, because you've lied about so many other things. And by the way, the reason this Eamon Holmes guy is talking about it is because he's friends with David Icke, who basically started the conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that, back a few weeks ago. In fact, there was a broadcast of one of his interviews on London Real, which is another semi-mainstream television channel in the United Kingdom. That's now being investigated by Ofcom, and there's going to be further punishment for that. So this story is just going to drag on, and more 5G towers are going to get attacked. Not because the conspiracy theory is true, but because the media is so distrusted and they continue to talk about it that people believe the opposite. Very interesting social phenomenon. Meanwhile, Chinese spokesman that blamed US Army for coronavirus calls WHO objective and just. I'm going to get into this after the break, because the WHO has come out with a new list of provisions that need to be in place before life gets back to normal. But then they say basically life is never going to get back to normal and that people need to be re-educated into the new way of doing things. What is the new way of doing things? Well, it could be a government app on your phone which tracks your location to protect other people from coronavirus. It could be the vaccine. Is that going to be mandatory? Is it going to be the chip? Is that eventually going to be mandatory? We'll talk about that and other news stories on the other side. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get to what the WHO is saying is the new norm and how Americans and everyone across the world will need to adapt to that new norm. First, I want to tell you about the great products available though at InfoWarsStore.com, where we now have Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at a whopping 50% discount. This is the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulations. Start giving your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that it needs for optimum health. You can get it right now. You can read the extremely positive reviews, independent reviews, 4.8 out of 5 score, 96%. Reviews at InfoWarsStore.com for Vitamin Mineral Fusion, massive 50% off. You also get a 10% subscription discount with the auto ship, and then you don't have to keep remembering to reorder it. We also have a number of other great products, including Turbo Force, again at discount, the Ultimate Fish Oil, Bodies, and a whole host more. Please support this network. You can see how they've come after us to an even greater degree in the past month, which is why we need your support more than ever by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have back in stock Winter Sun Plus, and given that we're not allowed to go outside that much anymore, maybe it's time to stock up on some of that vitamin D. InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there and support us today. Now, the WHO has published a list of six criteria for countries to consider when lifting the lockdown. Number six is that communities are fully educated and engaged and empowered to adjust to the new norm. What is the new norm? Well, CBS Miami reports Florida Surgeon General, coronavirus could force residents to continue social distancing for a year. State's top public health officer said Florida residents could be social distancing and wearing facial coverings for a year. Says until we get a vaccine, which is a while off, this is going to be our new normal. So again, when they talk about opening things up, isn't really going to happen that quickly from what they're saying. CNN, a new study from Harvard researchers published today in the journal Science, finds that prolonged or intermittent social distancing may be necessary into 2022. Harvard researchers say under current critical care capacities, the overall duration of the COVID epidemic could last into 2022, requiring social distancing measures to be in place between 25% and 75% of that time. So again, it's this whole idea of intermittent, and they can just roll it back in at any point they like. Do you think that may be exploited for political purposes, especially as we come up to a presidential election? Yes, I think it probably will. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports unfathomable, barely said the word, Australia hits WHO support for China, wet markets and coronavirus epicenter. The WHO has literally come out and said that it supports keeping these wet markets open. Now, if you believe it came from the wet market, then fair enough. It's interesting, isn't it, how they've made this narrative that if you say it came from the wet market, if you say these disgusting places, unhygienic, dangerous places need to be closed down, if you say that eating bats is disgusting, you're called racist, you're called a bigot. But then if you say, oh, okay, then leave that. Let's say it came from a certain lab located in Wuhan, given that the bat that this coronavirus supposedly came from was the horseshoe bat, which they say was never even sold in the Wuhan meat market. No, you can't say that either because that's a dangerous conspiracy theory. You can't talk about it from wherever it came. Just shut up. Don't say anything. Okay. Well, Australia now has confronted the World Health Organization, which helped China cover up the outbreak of coronavirus for months on end. But they're the authority that we all need to bow down to. Don't question them. Australia confronted them on Tuesday over claims it supports the so-called wet markets reopening in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the source of the global coronavirus outbreak. Prime Minister Scott Morrison demanded answers about the market, saying it was unfathomable for the WHO to back live animal markets at a time when the Chinese coronavirus pandemic is sweeping the world. So they've literally come out and said, yep, you can continue running these wet markets despite the actual state of them, with literal rats crawling all over everything, people eating diseased bats which cause global pandemics, but you can open them up again. Americans, though, they'll still be locked inside their houses as the flights literally land from Wuhan, China. Meanwhile, Fox News reports coronavirus stay-at-home orders stir protests nationwide amid fears of economic collapse. We're now starting to see, and I saw one of these in Toronto, very, very small, but there's one in Michigan a couple of days ago, protests against this lockdown. At least 15,000 cars and trucks are expected to descend on Michigan's state capital on Wednesday to protest what they're calling Governor Gretchen Whitmer's tyrannical new guidelines to slow the spread of the coronavirus in the state. The so-called drive-by demonstration, in order to maintain social distancing, aims to bring traffic to a gridlock and protest the stay-at-home, stay-safe executive order by Whitmer, a Democrat, mandating what businesses could stay home, what some businesses could sell, and ordering people in her state against any gatherings, no matter the size or family ties. One of the organizers said, quote, quarantine is when you restrict movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. So we're going to see more of this. And again, if they lose the consent of the governed to be obedient to these lockdown measures, then nobody's going to obey them. So if you keep pushing this tyrannical, draconian measure and like individually targeting people for having picnics or for buying bottles of wine, then the rest of the population is going to lose your trust. Breitbart reports Chinese spokesman that blamed U.S. Army for coronavirus calls WHO objective and just. Again, the circle jerk between the WHO and China continues, which is no surprise given that they helped each other cover it up. given that the leader of the WHO is basically a Chinese puppet who was once a member of a violent revolutionary communist party in Ethiopia that literally denied health treatment to certain ethnic groups. No surprise that those two are still joined at the hip. Meanwhile, National File reports China restricts research into COVID-19 origin as coronavirus cases reappear. So they're covering it up yet again, as the world has begun to point the finger at China over the origin of COVID-19. Beijing has announced tightening restrictions over academic publications addressing the origin of the current global pandemic. And again, one of those academic publications that came out of China pointing the finger at the Wuhan laboratory was deleted by the Chinese authorities as well. And now they're saying they're going to do more of that going forward. But don't worry, you can trust them. And the WHO says that you can trust them and says that they've got coronavirus under control. Okay. Emmanuel Macron extends French coronavirus lockdown until May 11th. He's announced the emergency measures to stem the spread of Wuhan virus will be kept in place for an additional month while admitting the government was not prepared for the pandemic. Those measures aren't in place in some areas of France, and as we reported a couple of weeks ago, in the migrant ghettos of Paris, French officials even suggested just letting them keep all the shops open and go about their business as normal, because some cultures are evidently better than others. The reality, of course, is that those people don't obey lockdown measures because they have a streak of criminality in many areas of those sensitive regions. And so it's easier to just let them do what they want, because in the words of this French official, he wanted to prevent riots. So you have to stay home. You have to have the police check your shopping basket. You have to have the police knock on your door if your family's out in the front garden, if you're mowing the lawn for your disabled neighbor. But in certain areas, they don't even go near them. India, huge crowd stops Islamic cleric from being quarantined. Talked about this earlier. Video footage shows a huge crowd of Muslims in India flooding the street. And by the way, before this incident even began, they were all just milling around as normal. It's just a complete joke. There's literally no social distancing in that country, at least out of these videos here. Report: Turkey plans to send fresh wave of corona-infected migrants to Europe. Of course, we're constantly told that mass migration is cultural enrichment. Meanwhile, the European Union literally had to pay Turkey and its dictator leader 6 billion euros to stop migrants coming into Europe, because they're such a helpful form of cultural enrichment. You have to literally pay 6 billion in blackmail money to stop them from coming. But now the Turkish leader wants more concessions, and Voice of America reports that Erdogan is planning to send a fresh wave of migrants to Europe, with officials fearing many of them will be infected with coronavirus. So the Greek Air Force Navy have stepped up patrols against what they see as another organized effort to unleash thousands of migrants as a political weapon. Again, you pay 6 billion euros to keep them away. The Turkish dictator continues to use them as a political weapon, yet culturally, we're told continually that they're so very enriching. Doesn't really seem to be the case, does it? That's going to wrap it up for now. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.